You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
I said it in the show here a few weeks ago. That part, you know, like I work with Jim Bowden, you know, and we were sitting in the green room, and it's like, hey, how about this trade? I'm like, what? Man, you're making that up. It's like, boom. And then he tweeted it. I'm like, so don't believe everything you read. Just stay in the moment. You know, one thing they can control, all of them, is to show up today and play hard and see what the future holds.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons about 3 weeks ago, I think, right here at Fenway Park, when he pulled his best Trump impression and said, fake news, don't believe everything you read, including specifically his former co-worker Jim Bowden from ESPN. Well, guess what? The former Reds and Nationals GM has a piece on The Athletic today that I choose to at least embrace for entertainment purposes as we approach the Major League Baseball trade deadline at the end of the month. Jim Bowden, and this wasn't just him making, well, I guess I never really know what it is, but he claims this wasn't him making anything up, that he polled, he said, 40 front office executives that are mostly either general managers or presidents of baseball operations. So, I mean, the Red Sox could have contributed like 10 to that because they have a bunch of GMs.
They fire 50 every year.
Yeah, but these are supposedly the men in baseball that will be making decisions. The first thing he did right before he got into his list, and he broke it down into position players, relievers, starting pitchers, most likely to be traded. But he did say the most common response was it's going to be a late developing market, because everybody thinks they are involved in the playoff chase. There's like four teams that are out of it. Everybody else still thinks they're a contender. And he doesn't think the teams even know right now. Teams like the Red Sox. He doesn't think they have any idea what they're going to do and what they're going to be.
How many teams in the AL do you think right now realistically think that okay, we're definitely in this?
Well, if you include the Red Sox, it's like 12 deep, 13 deep or something like that. Basically, the teams that are already out of it are called the White Sox, the Orioles.
Tigers will be buying. Yankees will definitely be buying. After that, there is like this great morass. Like there's this massive middle of teams that, like Bowden said, could go one way or the other, which is why I totally see that market.
Maybe three teams in the eight. That are definites. You know, right. That would be the Athletics that are, you know, 20 games under. You got the White Sox that are over 25, under 500.
This is not your necessary time to bring up.
But even the Orioles are speculating as potential early buyers for next year, that they might make some moves with an eye on next year at this year's trade.
Like trading for Montez Sweat crossing sports.
I don't know exactly, but that's a theory. But let's look at the list, because when you get to the relievers section, the number one spot on the list, who do you think it is?
It's the guy who was last on the mound here at Fenway Park about an hour ago throwing. I still don't believe it. Every pitch was 101.
Yeah,
and he's
yes.
And I don't know if this is allowed to be said because like he has some baggage off the field in his past, but
it's amazing.
I have fallen in love with him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to accuse him of something.
No. I've fallen in love with him.
He says the guns are all juiced.
He is the, yeah, I don't necessarily believe it's 101, but he's throwing gas and he's become a badass. He just does that stare down thing. Like
awesome.
He is what a closer is supposed to be. Yeah. He is the anti-Folk. And I know I say that all the time, that is what you're supposed to see. Well, Jim Bowden says that, quote, the execs overwhelmingly picked Chapman as the reliever most likely to be traded in July. The 37-year-old is having a banner season, posting a 1.32 ERA over 37 appearances with 14 saves and 50 strikeouts in 34 innings. He would be a difference maker in any bullpen. 2 years ago, Chapman was traded from the Royals to the Rangers in late June deadline for lefty Cole Reagans and a minor league outfielder. That would hurt. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, honestly. As I said earlier, I don't think you can go from we're adding to our team, we're going to make our team better for 2025, and then trade one of the best closers in baseball. Why? Like, how do you justify those actions?
You can't. And I think part of it just kind of hit me when you're talking about, you know, Breslow talking up being buyers at the trade deadline. You know what he's factoring in? Is the return of Bregman and Yoshida.
Right.
It's so in his mind, even if they're 4 or 5 games under 500, he's getting two, you know, one, you know, all-stars, you know, and a gold glove back and Yoshida who can hit. And so he feels like, you know, even if they're, you know, a team that maybe looks like it's floundering and it doesn't really, it's not going to figure it out, we're getting a bunch of guys back at the time in which they could maybe go on a run.
But I've heard past general managers in other sports, this sport, that would use that as an out. Well, you know, you need to remember we're going to get back a $40 million
player. No, you got to buy. You right. They always
some people would use that as, oh, that's our midseason.
Red Sox do that all the time.
Right. And that he's not doing that. He's looking to add. He's not saying we're going to get some internal additions. That's why I like it and I'm buying into it. And maybe I'm being on the Twitch chat. They call me little gullible Andy. You know, you've been burned so many times by the Red Sox. They're the interest kings. They're involved.
Some of the things they call you. That's one of the
things. It's one of the things. And you call me other things. It's not very nice.
All right. I'm standing in between the two of you.
Aroldis Chapman, if you trade him, I know we use this cliche. That's a white flag.
Well, the ultimate white flag is Bregman. If you were to trade Bregman.
I almost don't because.
Oh, God. Are you out of your mind?
Bregman isn't playing right now. Bregman is not a part of this team right now. So you could even argue, okay, you're winning games, whatever, without Bregman at this point, this small sample size. And then you also have, well, he's going to opt out and he wants a new contract and you're not going to be able to re-sign him. So it's only smart business to unload him.
And your current manager is in love with him and you saw what the returns were as far as
GM
on-field and leader. That's too bad.
Well, he's kind of the boss.
Well, he allowed it to happen, and he's the one who had to clean up the mess that was allowed to happen.
Because I think Cora went to Henry and said, "Give me this guy."
Well, if he went around Henry, obviously John Henry was a fan enough to come on out with his big old cigar smoke photo as well. The returns on Bregman are too good. To me, the ultimate punt move is, guys, we screwed up this season. Not only did we have to trade Devers away, now we're dealing Bregman away to bring in parts for this year, but most especially for the kids in the future as well. If there were some sort of, we could brainstorm it, probably not even a suitable alternative. If there were someone who could slide in and give you 80% of the effectiveness that Chapman has delivered without the posture, without the stare down, without the goosed up 103 miles per hour.
Jordan Hicks.
A fine alternative because it's obviously not going to be Hendricks. My guy Whitlock can only go an inning. There really isn't an obvious candidate. But if Hicks were to all of a sudden be thrown, I don't want to see Weissert in there. Good Lord, no thanks. That gives me Kimbrel shakes. But if you were able to do that, and then you could trade Chapman for a massive chip, it's got to be on the table.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you say the same thing about Bregman? I mean,
because Bregman is a part of your team probably for the next 5 years.
So's the guy playing third right now.
Well, just who's more valuable? Who brings you more wins?
Now or long term?
This year.
I think who's more irreplaceable is actually Chapman. Closers to me in baseball are massive.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of them.
It's where we started the year when I said they had to go get Mason Miller.
Oh, gosh.
Remember that?
I know.
Guess who's number six on the
reliever?
On your
bingo board, everyone.
Guess who the most likely to be traded number six reliever is? Mason Miller, although a little addendum. Jim Bowden hears that Mason Miller is going to be turned into a starter, that most teams want to trade for him, and they believe he is the next great ace in baseball, throwing 100 as a
starting
pitcher.
How'd that go for Papelbon?
How'd it go for Jordan Hicks? Jordan Hicks tried to do it, and he stunk.
No great.
But yeah, so that's Chapman. I don't think – who do you think the top position player among the Red Sox on Jim Bowden's
list?
It's
either Willie Abreu or it's Jaren Duran.
It is Jaren Duran, sixth on the list overall. I was surprised by how many front office executives mentioned Duran. I don't know why you're surprised. We've been talking about it on our show for like a month and a half
now.
Bleacher
Report and everywhere else.
It makes me think the Red Sox may have decided Willie Abreu will play right field and Roman Anthony will play left field going forward. Duran, 28, is under team control through 2028. Last year, he led the majors in, we know this, doubles, triples, homers. He was an MVP candidate. He hasn't been as good this year. Jaren Duran.
See ya. That's the guy that I would be fine. You know what? And I'm a fan of him, just a person.
Didn't sound like it there.
No.
See ya.
I care about.
It wasn't even thanks for you.
I can like somebody, but I like the team more, and I want to see the team succeed. So it's not about personal feelings. Here's a guy that I just think is never. I don't think he's from a mental standpoint. It's ever going to get to a point where he's just everyday confident, knows what he's getting. He struggles with the mental side of the game. So much, and I appreciate him being as open and honest about his struggles, but you can't be successful in the highest leagues and beat yourself up for your mistakes all the time. You will not survive the game.
So, right. So is there someone on this team? I mean, obviously, if there were prior to now, they would have probably had him working with him night and day. Is there somebody on the team that can try to rein him in and teach him a little control? Because he runs the same way he hits, which is the same way he fields, which is the same way he approaches everything at 110 miles an hour and sometimes a little out of control.
That's not Bregman's job. That's not the older guy. I mean, you know, Trevor Story, they're not going to go try and get his mind to be, you know.
No.
It's a deep-seated stuff that I worry is a flaw in his profile. And so I think let's face it, how has he been playing lately? He hasn't been playing great.
You know who struck out three times today?
Yeah, Jaren Duran.
Out of the 10, three of them. And that one infuriates me. When your leadoff hitter, who's fast and can make things happen, if just put the GD ball in play.
If you could steal first, okay, but you can't, right?
No, steal first. You can't. And that, it is frustrating, and he is popular. I do think that would be an interesting one just to measure in the popularity of some fans. Now, again, we don't know what you're getting in return. Do you get a big leaguer? Do you get prospects? How does that work? I think when they're at their best offensively is when Jaren Duran is at his best offensively.
Him and Trevor Story.
The problem is you haven't seen that often enough this year. You saw it last year. This year he's sort of a knockoff version of himself, right? He's like those fake Frosted Flakes that go soft in the milk a little faster than the Kellogg's do.
I think you know, having a season like he did last year, all of a sudden now he's got these heavy expectations, and now that's the problem with, you know, I think somebody who's mentally wired that way is it's just always, you're never just okay with where you are at that point.
I also think with the lineup decimated with Bregman out and then Devers traded, I think he's trying to do too much.
Yes.
I think it'd be like, you know, Roman Pfeiffer, Ted Johnson gets hurt. So Roman Pfeiffer says, I'm going to make Ted's plays and my plays, and then doesn't make anybody's plays because he's caught in the middle kind of thing. Yeah. And I think that's where Devers is right now.
Who else is on that list?
Willie Abreu is also on the list.
I'll give him the Dolphin.
Abreu was mentioned because some teams would prefer him over Duran in a trade due to his elite defense. Uh-huh. He also has an additional year of control through 2029. However, I got the impression Boston's preference is to trade Duran over him unless the return for Abreu is much better. I like Abreu. I like Abreu. But I find it hard to believe you're going to get more for Willie Abreu than you are Jaren Duran.
Chance you are.
I find that hard to believe. Because you think you could get more for Abreu than Duran, Ted? Based on your face?
Yeah, based on what we've seen recently.
And there were all those
Is Willie a little younger too, isn't he?
He is a little younger, and you get an extra year. I do think his defense has become a little overrated. I think he's been good, not great defensively this year. Last year.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about
gloves are overrated.
I thought we were talking about this year.
Gold gloves are overrated. Okay.
I thought I learned from Ted Johnson. We don't talk about last year. We talk about this year.
Yes. Okay, fair point.
Ooh, I turned Teddy on himself there. Next up, Ted, is your guy, Bregman. He is. He's on this list as well. As a talking point, I don't think they would do that. I don't even think they would do that if they got the impression he was going to leave after the season.
Not leaving after the season.
I don't think he is either, but even if they got that impression, because I do, Fitzy, I do think that's one of the white flags, however many white flags
that's
you
the biggest out, white flag out. To me. You trade Alex Bregman, you have admitted to a mistake on the year. You are getting whatever collateral back you can that you invested in this year, and you are now looking at a significant turnaround for next year and beyond.
Quick side note here. I keep listening to my guy Adam Jones on the Midday Show talking about Bregman. Yeah, I get a lot of guys. Talking about Bregman and talking about he's not going to get more than $40 million a year on the open market. I agree, and I don't think he's looking for that. I think what he wants is the longer-term security, and I think he would probably take a little bit less. So is it $36 million but for 6 years or 7 years instead of the 41 and change he has for 2 years? He has made some comments about wanting to have a long-term home or long-term
stability. I think he wanted
stability.
That before the season, and I think the Red Sox were the team that gave him probably the best deal. What makes you think after this year it'd be totally different?
Because from what I read, it got a little weird in Houston in that he cared about the average annual value and how it compared to what he was getting in Houston.
They offered him six for once. They offered him something like what Crochet got, and he didn't think that.
Yeah, it was 30-something, and he didn't think it was even, enough.
I thought it was teams were giving him like 28 average.
Yeah.
Maybe it even was.
Yeah, and we got three at 40 here.
Right? Correct. Right? And now he's got two left at just over $82 million, I believe.
Well, that's really hard money to walk, even in
Massachusetts. But what if I said five for 160?
Five for 150 gets it done.
That's amazing.
I think
the best game ever. You get hurt half the season and you get a bump, a raise.
And that's where you buy people a couple of Tommy Bahamas or some freaking bonobo suits. And next thing it's like, you have saved us.
No, the case I'd make for Bregman is he's the best locker room leader that has juice, that has is accomplished, that this locker room has had in a very long time. Huge value on that, so I don't want to see him go.
It's part of the $41 million they're paying him. But let's bring in the caller, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Centerville. What's up, Steve? Steve?
I'd like to see Ted put his some facts behind his mouth when it comes to questioning Jared Duran's mental toughness. So what kind of numbers do you have that suggest that you know, he's been committing errors, or he hasn't been stealing bases, or what do you got for me, Ted?
I don't have.
He's been committing errors. You need the exact
numbers. He's had base running issues. He's dropped fly balls.
Got thrown out of games and got his manager rung up.
There's a lot of examples, Steve. I don't have the stats right in front.
Struck out three times today. What's your point, Steve?
Well, I think he's probably for my money. He's like the one guy on the team that I don't want to see go. Why? Because he's proven himself at a very high level. He's done it for a couple of years now. He's got a little bit of experience under his belt, which is more to say for almost anybody else in the team except for, you know, guys that are injured. And to me, he's critical. So not a guy I want to see trade. I'd trade Abreu in a heartbeat. Guy's unproven. He's shown some splash of talent. But, you know, my man Duran, don't want to see him go.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
I think he led the majors in extra base hits last year.
Oh, he did. Doubles, triple, he led the majors, and he had 21 home runs to go with it.
Is he close to being on pace to the extra base hits this year?
No, he is not.
No, so last year, guys, his WAR last year was almost 9.
That was last year.
Wow. So in 2023, he played half as many games. 100. Golly is right, RoboTed. He had 102 games, a WAR of 2.2. This year, it's down to 1.4. 362 plate appearances, bats. He was good. So he was good in 2023 in limited action.
Yes.
He was an absolute dynamo last year. He has regressed this year. So do you want to try to hold on to him either to help your team or see if you can increase his value for a future trade? Or are you basically trying to sell people?
If you had to predict what the real Jaren Duran is the 2023 version, the 2024 version, or the 2025 version?
I think it's an unsexy answer of it's probably a combination of the two.
I don't think it's last year. I never believed in last year. I never believed he was going to be this perennial MVP candidate.
Let's bring the ball man into his
nerd.
To add to the nerddom for the fielding perspective, Ted, last year as an outfielder for Jaren Duran, the metric outs above average, which is basically how much better than the average outfielder in baseball you are, he was 11. So he was a plus defender mainly in center field. This year, he's a minus 5. So he is he's costing you outs in the outfield.
I don't get it, but I get it's a big drop.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Steve. It's like it's his favorite player,
which is cool.
And I like everything that kind of Jaren Duran has gone through, his story. I love it. I think it's an awesome story.
But we're not holding on to him for PR.
If we're trying to make the team better, I just think that's a guy that you should be open to trading.
Also, what's his value? Like, we've heard that the Padres have been in love with him for like a year and a half now. If the Padres are in love with him and you can leverage that for a really good trade return, and the other factor is you have four outfielders. You have four starting outfielders, especially with Rafaela kind of coming on of late and looking more like a guy you actually want in center field all the time because he's bringing the defense. Now he's injecting life into the offense. So now it comes down to, well, Anthony's going to be part of your outfield mix. So basically, if you like Rafaela's cheapness and you like Anthony's greatness, it's either Abreu or it's Duran. Who are you picking? And who can you get more for? Okay, Seattle's going to give you a pitcher. Remember all those rumors? You're going to get a big starting pitcher.
Abreu is streakier. Duran, when consistent, is an all-around talent, the likes of which there are only a few in baseball. The Red Sox right now are holding on to him with all hope that they find the way to access 2024 Jaren Duran again.
All right, that was our quick little rundown of what may be fake news, according to Alex Cora, but we're getting closer. A few weeks away, end of the month. Major League Baseball trade deadline, lots of Red Sox. Maybe comings, maybe goings, we'll see. We are WEEI Afternoons broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Up next, we get a touch on the Boston Celtics because we know they've shipped a bunch of stars out of town. Could another star be coming to town to join Jason Tatum in his rehab? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, Mr. Pre- and Post-Game Show, he has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Red Sox completed their victory over the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon, 5-3. Boston led 2-1 after three innings yesterday before the game was suspended. Brian Baio is credited with the win in relief. Aroldis Chapman with his 15th save. Game three of that series is tonight. First pitch is at 7:10 as the Red Sox go for the sweep. Brennan Bernardino has been announced as the starter or the opener for tonight. He'll go against Reds right-hander Nick Martinez. Here is your lineup for tonight. Jaren Duran leads off in left, and it's Roman Anthony out in right field. Abraham Toro is at third. Trevor Story, your shortstop. Willy Abreu is your DH tonight, with Zaydon Rafaela in center. Marcelo Meyer at second. Romy Gonzalez at first base, and then Connor Wong is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil is tonight at 6:10, and Sean McDonough and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Also for tonight, the Red Sox have appointed right-handed pitcher Cooper Criswell as the club's 27th man for the second half of the doubleheader against the Reds. From around the NBA, the Knicks are expected to hire two-time NBA Coach of the Year winner Mike Brown as the franchise's next head coach. Brown is a four-time champion as a top assistant in Golden State and San Antonio under Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich. And Brian Windhorst reports that there's a decent chance that Al Horford's career will continue on the West Coast with either the Warriors or the Lakers if he doesn't retire. In the Athletic reports, and something the guys will touch on next, that the Celtics are showing interest in recently waived guard Damian Lillard. In hockey, the NHL and the NHLPA and international offices earlier today finalized a deal agreed on long ago to send players to the 2026 Olympics. The League, Union, International Ice Hockey Federation, and International Olympic Committee confirmed the participation of NHL players at the Olympic Games for the first time since 2014. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What about Al Horford?
Now he's valued by everybody in the league. He has lots of different options, including retirement. But if he decides to indeed continue his career, the Golden State Warriors have been very aggressive in trying to bring him in. He would fit well anywhere.
Perfect.
But obviously, the Lakers are badly in need of a center, so they have been involved with that too. So I would expect there's a decent chance if he continues his career, it's out here on the West Coast with either Golden State or LA.
Hmm. What a good spot to be in. He could retire, or I don't know, he could go make like $20 million a year on the West Coast to be a sort of part-time player, complimentary player.
Yeah, you don't, you save him for the postseason when he comes through.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
He's one of my favorite players. Like, I like his whole vibe, his attitude, the way he plays.
So, Lou Maloney used to, because of the contract, because at the time it was the biggest free agent contract ever signed by the Celtics.
How about that? That always shocked.
Imagine that. Imagine that. It was right around 4th of July 2016, I want to say, right with the same time that they were courting Kevin Durant. And that son of a bitch said no to Tom Brady, so the heck with him, right?
Him, he said no to what's his name? The band with the long hair guy. Come on, what's the guy that went out to the Hamptons?
Tom Brady?
No, the center for the Celtics. Come on.
Oh, Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk.
How dare, no one says no to the clinic.
I mean, let's send Kelly Olynyk out there.
Why he said no.
It was like Tom Brady's coming. Awesome. Isaiah Thomas. Hey, that guy's a gamer. Kelly Olynyk. You mean the guy who smells like Vermont? Get out of here. I'm not
sure. The Kobe Bryant. Do I know that guy?
Smells like patchouli. But Horford comes in at the time. Maloney used to always call him, what was it?
Average Al.
Yeah, his nickname was Everyday Al. He called him Average Al. I used to call him the buffet because I thought he did a bunch of everything pretty well. Like, not a resort quality or Vegas $100 buffet, Andy, where it's like king crab legs and everything. But a standard issue buffet, Ted, because there wasn't anything he was exceptional at, but he did a lot of things well. And I think he is the kind of guy that if there is a team out there that's like, all right, that team is just like one guy short. Who's got championship DNA? A Drew Holiday? Hell yeah. And an Al Horford? You bet. He would be such a perfect fit in L.A. Hate to see him go.
So Al Horford would be a perfect fit elsewhere because it doesn't seem like he's going to be a member of the Boston Celtics, much like Drew Holiday, much like Kristaps Porzingis, as we get to learn a new roster.
Much like Luke Kornet.
What would you think of a roster for the Celtics that included Dame Lillard, who is going to be bought out by the Milwaukee Bucks so they can sign Miles Turner when it all becomes official, I believe, July 6th?
Must be nice to have buyout money.
Yeah. And I didn't know this, but the guy with the Browns is involved with the Bucks now, and that's part. They actually think he's
Jimmy,
part of the
Jimmy Haslam.
Jimmy Haslam is leading part of the charge to buy out Dame.
Probably and, thinking, all right, now if there's a way I could just do this with Deshaun Foster.
So the beauty of it is, he is a free agent as soon as this buyout actually happens, and because the Bucks are buying him out, he gets his, I believe it's $54 million this year and $57 million next year. So any team could sign him for the veteran minimum. He getting his $55 million each of the next 2 years, coming off a torn Achilles. He's going to be rehabbing for at least a large portion.
He'll miss the most of next year.
Of next season, absolutely. But the Boston Celtics were one of the first teams to reach out, reportedly, to Dame Lillard. That list also includes the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, the two teams we just talked about with Al Horford. But my question is, do you like just the theoretical idea of he rehabs for a year, you don't have to pay him anything, he works out with Tatum for a little bit, does his own thing, and then it's Jason Tatum, it's Jaylen Brown, and it's Dame Lillard on the same team. Is that a trio that
What do
is,
you think my answer is going to be?
I think you're not going to like it.
Yeah, because I've been talking about this ad nauseum about how they need to get younger. He's 34 years old, so let's have two aging veterans off of Achilles injuries.
What could go wrong?
Let's see if we can. Any other Achilles injured guards that need at least 20 shots a night?
The guy doesn't play any defense. Offensively, he can cook it up with the best of them. But I don't trust that he's going to be even close to the player he once was when he was at Portland.
Oh, he was awesome. That's what Dame time and
the
whole thing.
The 40-footer in front of Paul George remains one of my five favorite
shots.
At his
34 years old, Achilles, no thanks. See ya. It's not even a debate.
Just to add some detail to the story. So apparently he was never happy in Milwaukee, and not just the fit on the court with Giannis. I guess his family did not move from Portland, so he had family, kids.
Yeah.
And
it's a fun little city. But.
So my guess is he wants to go back to the West Coast where he can be closer to the family. Maybe they'd move down the coast to, you know, Golden State or L.A.
That's my money.
But it is an interesting thing because I didn't realize. So the way this works, the Bucks get to spread the $112 million over the next 5 years. That's how you buy out a guy over in the NBA. That's what they'll be doing. But it's offset money, Ted. You know it from the NFL, offset language. Any team that pays him, it gets subtracted from what the Bucks owe. So there's really no reason, you know what I mean? He doesn't get more money unless you pay him above the $54 million he was already going to get. And if you're another team, the more you pay him, you're kind of helping the Bucks out with their big contract that they tried to get out from under. So he's legit probably going to sign for virtually no money.
I see what you're saying. So it makes them very, very attractive.
Very attractive, especially for a team like the Celtics, which what's priority number one this offseason? Cha and Ching, money. It's figuring out a way to get a roster as cheaply as possible.
It just doesn't fit what I think the profile of the team needs to be, which is younger, more athletic, Tatum-centric.
That's what I wonder. Like, if Jason Tatum reads this, what's he thinking? Wait, who's going to shoot when the game's on the line? Let's say we did this. Who's going to shoot?
I'd let him shoot first.
Dame?
Also, where do
you mean Dame, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Where do Dame's shots come from?
His hands.
Sure. I mean, that's a good answer.
I don't know what you're asking.
If he's going to put up 20 shots a night, where are they going to come from? 10 from Pritchard, 5 from Tatum, 5 from somebody else. Like, he's a volume player.
He's a volume guy. But you did get rid of Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford.
You've added in Simons, the Garza strip, and a bunch of other guys.
I'm not sure Simons is going to be here, and I'm not sure I want him shooting. So those are two issues along the way.
That's probably true.
But I do not. I'm with Ted. I don't
say he goes to the Warriors.
This Dame Lillard to the Celtics feels sad to me. Like, it almost like you went from this, you know, like, you're the favorite, the defending champs, you're a dynasty, to you got to pick up a bargain basement aging former good player coming off a bad Achilles only because he's cheap. Doesn't that feel something that should be almost beneath them at this point?
Were you talking about the Warriors or the Celtics?
Celtics.
Oh, Celtics. Gotcha.
Celtics.
Yeah.
No, if the Warriors want to add him, because they're already kind of an old team. They're kind of that weird, sad wrestlers who are all, you know, were awesome 10 years ago.
I feel like teams, like Warriors kind of grabbed like old aging veterans.
Yes.
They paid Jimmy Butler $60 million. Steph Curry's making the moon, and that ownership group spends.
I think they tried it, instead of doing a full reboot, these teams that were once great, try to kind of see if they can steal a one with an old aging guy to see if he can maybe come here and all of a sudden he plays better than he has in the most recent years. I feel like that's kind of the mentality of some of these teams that have overspent and now are trying to not completely go under and be irrelevant and still be relevant by bringing in an aging guy just in case.
Yep.
Magic in a bottle.
And at least in part, like some of that for them is the pool kid was supposed to be good. They gave him money and he wasn't.
He just got moved again.
He did. And like when you make mistakes on some of those guys, then the fallback is, oh, well, Dame Lillard's available.
Does it feel like a basketball Expendables like one of those movies that used to feature like James Garner and Clint Eastwood like
absolutely
old balls?
Absolutely. And that's why I don't want the Celtics. And you know, there's also, Ted, you could probably figure this out. There's also an aspect of, does he fit in with JB? Even if we're projecting when Tatum's back, does he fit in with JB? And how does
Don't they have a history? Don't they not like each other?
No, that's Giannis that JB
My bad,
does.
My bad.
JB hates Giannis. He's a child. Remember the whole short pulling? Yeah. He sat on him. The whole, they went back and
They're
forth.
They're not trading him, are they, too? Because he was kind of pouting on social media.
See, the funny thing is, I don't know why he would be. I mean, I get in one sense why he'd be pouting, but not really. Dame's not playing this year, and Dame wanted out. Apparently, Dame is ecstatic. The best thing he heard was they were buying him out.
I've read a couple of things. I've heard that he's mad that Giannis stopped off on it.
Wouldn't you be thrilled if somebody was like, Andy, we're going to give you $80 million not to play basketball in Milwaukee?
He didn't like Milwaukee. Yeah. He didn't want to be
there. He didn't want to go there in the first place.
He didn't want to go there in the first place, and I think he probably could have talked himself into it if they had clicked on the court and they were rolling, and all of a sudden you get off to a 15-2 start, we're going to win a title, but that didn't happen. And then he gets hurt. Like, do you want to be rehabbing to go back to a place you don't really like in the first place? So I think it's better off for him. I think he could end up being a nice player for the right team. Maybe it is Golden State. I don't know. The Lakers have a little bit of that aging thing too. You're going to pair him up with
100%.
LeBron?
Let's say if you're the Lakers right now, you have Luka. He needs shots. LeBron is always going to need his shots. Reeves is going into a year where he's turned down a significant contract offer because he's trying to get his shots so he can earn an even bigger payday. You may sign Horford. Where do the shots come from for Dame Lillard when he's healthy, let's say?
There's only one basketball. You ever heard that?
Literally.
That's what a lot of the coaches.
Nope.
It's only one basketball. Yes. 617-779-7937. You can chime in. Would you want Dame Lillard? Although I'm not sure there's a lot of people out there that would. I feel like Rich Keefe would be a guy that would like that idea. He's a star bleeper, if you know what I mean. Mm. He likes when those big names are available on the open market. Unfortunately, he's on vacation this week, so he can't find out. He'll tune in next week. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for Odds and Ends. And it is time for us to pay off or react to our assignment that Professor Ted Johnson had for us, the little Ted Johnson Movie Club. First assignment, first film that we had to watch was Last of the Mohicans. Stiz was the last guy. We had to bump it off a day. Stiz has watched it. We've all seen it now. We'll react, and I'm going to duck and make sure Ted doesn't hit me. Odds and Ends, Last of the Mohicans, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
A warrior goes to you swift and straight as an arrow shot into the sun. Welcome him and let him take his place at the council fire of my people. He is Uncas, my son. Tell him to be patient and ask death for speed. For they are all there, but one, I, Chingachgook, last of the Mohicans.
WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. That was a clip from The Last of the Mohicans. Daniel Day-Lewis, 4 decades ago, whatever it is now.
September of 1992.
And that's going to bring us to Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for the car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. So why'd we play a clip from Last of the Mohicans? Because Ted Johnson has been assigning, or has started to assign us, movies we need to see. Specifically me, but also Stiz. Some of us on this show haven't seen some movies that I think Ted considers some of the great movies of all time. We know that Ted loves movies, that Fitzy loves movies. So we started with Last of the Mohicans. And we're going to do, I believe, one a week is our plan, Ted?
For the rest of the summer.
Okay.
Ted's Movie Club?
Ted's Movie Club, one a week. And we're going to then discuss the movies and rank them on a scale of 1 to 5 Johnsons.
Now, that was Dan who came up with that,
yes,
correct? Ball game. That was your flourish?
I figured, you know, you have stars, you have tomatoes, we have Johnsons here,
right,
on this show.
Yeah.
You know.
1 to 5
1 to 5 Johnsons.
And Nick being the cinephile and Ted being the one who's recommending them, I also want to collect your scores in Johnsons so we can have a cumulative show score. And we can also kind of base off of, this is what you think compared to your favorite movies of all time. So we'll have a scale to go off.
So Ted, you started off, why was this the first movie you suggested? Why do you love this movie? Give me a quick
synopsis.
Remember
exactly. I think it just, the movie came up and you said you hadn't seen it. And it was like,
Kidding me?
Well, it's hard for me to be friends with somebody who's not cultured, who's limited in their experience.
And all those Saturdays that I hosted alongside you, and you didn't know songs, movies, I never once flogged you with, it's hard for me to host, it's hard for me to work with someone who's not cultured.
This and the Masters, he doesn't think
holy
much of my
smokes
culture.
I mean, that, talk about just tossing out the trash, Teddy.
There's movies that just get to me. They just boom right in there. And so I'm a big fan of movies. I think part of it is just, you know, when you have a kind of a unique upbringing like I had, movies were your escape. And so movies are like books, but with pictures. And so I'm a big fan of them. And this is one of my favorite movies because it gets you right. It has a lot. It has friendship. It has love. It has warriors. It's about tribes. It's got a lot of things that appeal to me in a movie, and it has one of the best scores of any movie you will ever see.
All time. All time. Andy, the book. So I like the I'd had to read the book right around that same time. Last of the Mohicans by James Fenimore Cooper, from Cooperstown. Dan, there you go. A little baseball knowledge right there for the ball game. Not a very exciting book. Mm. It is amazing how Michael Mann, who is one of the most dynamic movie directors, I'd say, of the last half century. He's made movies that you would have previously seen and enjoyed, yep. Like the movie that features the greatest gunfight of all time, Heat. Ever see that?
Yes, I have seen that.
Excellent. Fantastic film. A little long, but still amazing. Perhaps you saw Collateral.
Tom Cruise?
You ever see Collateral? Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, I have seen
the
that.
The one where the cab driver has to drive the killer. It. Also features maybe the greatest nightclub gunfight scene ever. Last of the Mohicans, Ted, the first word I would use to describe it is visceral.
Yeah.
Like everything from Hawkeye running through the mountains to try to save, prevent Chingachgook's son from dying, Uncas.
Yep.
Also the stay alive scenes. Stay alive no matter where you are. I will find you under the waterfall. The love scene where he's staring her down when they're at the fireplace right there. And Madeline Stowe is about a 75 out of 10. We'll get to how you feel about her in a second. And Daniel Day-Lewis, arguably the greatest actor since Sir Laurence Olivier, is just looking at her with these smoldering eyes, the adopted son of Chingachgook, the last of the Mohicans. Everything about this movie just gives you feels. It is like, it's a movie you feel from head to toe. And if when you watched it, you weren't ready to just like run through the forest, like Ted said, start a battle, or
we're
like,
about to find out what they, if they feel the
so
same.
So Dan Ball's going to kick us off, because Fitzy, you said if you watch this and weren't ready to run into a battle, then you don't know what to do with them. Dan Ball, how did your viewing go?
This is what I get for trusting Andy with information. All right, I'm going to be completely honest and give you the full rundown of how this went.
Let's go.
I started it. I got about 20 minutes in. It did not catch me, and I stopped.
Wow. Okay.
Shut it off.
I was very...
Even the music with the mountains and the smoke.
Let him finish.
The one thing, and you teed up something important, it's a gorgeous movie. What you kind of alluded to before we watched it, the cinematography, the soundtrack, like the different elements of movie making were checked. I can understand if they show that in film schools, I would not be surprised in this.
Or just in a theater as well.
Yeah, this absolutely.
This is interesting. Now, okay, so you, how many Johnsons would you give it?
So I picked it up. I started it over, picked it up and did it again from start to finish. Second half of the movie was fantastic.
Okay.
So I think I split it right down the middle with a little bit of extra given to the cinematography. I'd give it three Johnsons.
Three Johnsons?
Three
Johnsons
out of five.
That's not too bad the way it started. Okay, Stiz, what is your take? Did you watch it?
Yes, so I watched it last night. Now, I happen to be, I would consider myself somewhat of a cinephile as well, and I also love period pieces. So, like, going back to that time period, I absolutely loved. I thought it was funny that he was hooking up with Cora within, like, 20 minutes in the movie. It's just like,
for the audience's benefit, he was not making out with Alex Cora, but rather Madeline Stowe's character.
The character's name is Cora. Yeah. And then it was also funny, Fitzy referenced the waterfall scene where he's like, if they don't kill you, meet me. I'll find you. They're going to take you up north. But overall, I really enjoyed the movie. The ending. Oh my God, the poor girl. Spoiler alert. Throws herself off the cliff after the other guy couldn't save her. I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it 4.5 Johnsons.
Good Lord. Lord. Pretty good right there.
A lot of Johnsons.
Okay. Sis.
Do you guys want to give yours before Andy gives his, or do you want Andy to go first?
I'll go last. So
okay.
Andy, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead,
I'm going to say I didn't love it. I thought it was meh. I did think it started out very slow. You know, it kind of picked up, but it never really hit stride for me. I thought it, what I actually thought of was your love of romance novels. Mm. Almost every scene to me felt like it could have been the cover of a romance novel.
Every movie.
With his long
hair. Every movie
hair,
is a love story.
Like,
you don't
like
know that.
Flowing in the breeze.
So
and she's in his
handsome.
Arms with the sunset going down.
Yeah.
And I usually like these types of movies and the combat, and whether it's Braveheart or Gladiator, like these stories, love and war, and it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
2.5 Johnsons.
You know what? So a guy that wears Hey Dudes gives it a 2.5.
Yep.
Now he's just ad hominem, like outfit shaming you.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that's the highest score that somebody in the Hart family would give that.
Oh, my wife stopped while she walked out. She actually said, "I'm going to go to the bathroom," and I went to pause it, and she goes, "Don't pause it. I won't be back."
So I've seen this movie.
Like, ouch, babe.
I would say probably six, seven times.
I've seen it once, and that'll be it.
It's one of my absolute favorites. Like I said, I connect with it emotionally. I connect with it physically. It's a very emotional film for me. The ending absolutely ruins me, but everything along the way until that sequence. I don't mind a little bittersweet in my ending of a movie. I don't mind some melancholy and sorrow mixed with all that action and ferocity, Ted. Like I said, top five soundtrack to me all time. Gorgeous movie. And it's from Michael Mann, top five director. Your score on IMDb was a 7.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 88%. Pretty rock solid for me. Nominated for a couple of Academy Awards. And Daniel Day-Lewis.
But how many Johnsons?
Damn, five straight.
Five full Johnsons?
This is in the Fitzy's top 50 all-time movies.
So you started out like nothing will be higher.
No, this is...
Wow.
This is right. This is one of my... I said, this is in the Fitzy top 50.
Okay, and then Ted Johnson.
It's 4.5 for me.
The professor.
4.5.
All right.
So it's anything four and over is I'm only going to recommend movies that I think are four...
Okay.
And over.
That's
so
good.
So yeah. It's not every movie's going to be
a judgment is questionable based on one, but we'll get there. We'll see.
That's totally fine. It's not for everybody.
So we do have fives that we'll get to.
We do. Definitely.
We do have five.
Well, in my opinion, guys might see it differently.
All right.
So 2.5, 3, that's 5.5, 4.5, that makes 10, 5. And Stiz get a 19.5, Dan, out of 5 people. That gives it an aggregate score of 3.9 Johnsons.
Okay.
Seems a little high to me.
Seems a little high to you.
Let's mix in a couple calls real quick while we can.
I resisted the joke on that one.
Rick in New Hampshire. Nice. I'm assuming you are calling in regards to Last of the Mohicans. What's up, Rick?
I am calling in regards to Daniel Day-Lewis. And Fitzy,
okay.
Have you ever seen My Left Foot? That singly is the best acting performance I have ever seen in my life.
You are correct, sir.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick.
I gotta see it.
It's a tough watch. It's a very tough watch.
Let's go to Brian in Norwood, who has a comment on our movie talk. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just completely random. Since you brought up Last Mohicans in Cooperstown, Lake George is right at the town, and that's actually where they filmed all those canoe battle scenes where they were fleeing and trying to race away from the enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the call, Brian. I was at Lake George last summer for a lacrosse tournament.
Hey, that was the other cool thing, too, because after the movie ended, I went and looked it up. Obviously, the Mohicans are a real tribe, but some of them right here in our own backyard in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought most of it was filmed in North Carolina. I didn't realize
that. The mountain sequences were filmed in North Carolina.
The lake in Lake George, very cool. Did not know that.
All right, that's going to do it for Odds and Ends, and that's kind of going to do it for WEEI Afternoons today, but we got to come back on the other side for one of those mini Arcan shows. So WEEI Afternoons leading into Red Sox baseball and the Mass Mutual pregame show after a 5-3 win early in the afternoon. Looking to sweep the day, sweep the series. A little extended. Ted Johnson and company next here on WEEI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.